Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
My guest on the phone from L.A., he's been a frequent guest on this show. He's talked about a lot of things, including his own career in film and TV and his own producing that amazing firefighting film. Phil Donlan, remind me what that film, the name of that film, will you?
It is called Hot Shot.
Hot Shots, that's right. Is it still available, is it not?
Yes, sir, it's streaming. You know, you were a great advocate for it. It's out there, and it's, you know, it seems that unfortunately that storyline is continuing even still out here, so it's as relevant today as it was when we made it. So
Hot Shots, it's an amazing, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing film. Before we start talking about why you're coming back to Chicago, your hometown,
sure,
next week to
greatest
do a
city in the world. Yeah.
Why do you live in LA then? What's the matter with you? Can't you make a living here? What's the matter with you?
It's the weirdest thing, though. It's like, you know, I had to move away from Chicago to then get on a Chicago television show.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, it makes no sense. Yeah.
Well, that's the nature, Phil Donlan, of the entertainment business, isn't it?
Correct.
How's your career? What are you up to? Because you have a lot of fans.
Oh, nothing.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah,
come
nothing.
On. Professionally, what are you up to?
Suntan by the pool.
Yeah.
So I've got on the, still part of the recurring cast on Chicago Fire, and have a documentary series with Amazon Studios that I produced called Killing Grounds that should be out any day, and that is about Rex Huerman, the Long Island serial killer. So that's my producing life.
Wow. By any day, what do you mean? Production is finished and they're just waiting to slot the thing? It's done?
It's completely done. It's got a bow on it. The
whole
deal. So it's, they'll be releasing it. You know, Amazon wanted to be like the period of that sentence, I think, because everyone's already released their version. Netflix did their own.
Sure.
50 Cent, my former boss, did one of his own. You know, everyone had their own. Even TMZ got in on it. So Amazon is like, here comes ours. So and it's excellent. So I'm excited for it to come out.
Well, you will be back on, and we can talk about that too. Now,
sure,
you're coming back to town. Chicago is your hometown. You get to see your folks and get to see your friends and get to see all the young women who are insanely in love with you. There may even be some new ones. Now, how did you get? I didn't know that you had done any work with the St. Baldrick's Foundation before. Is this new? Is this a new charitable endeavor of yours, or not?
Yeah. No, it's all brand new.
Yeah.
Into it.
How did they find you, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I got a phone call from a colleague of mine in Biloxi, Mississippi, and he said, "Hey, I've got this girl I'm working with. She's a fan of yours on Chicago Fire, and she runs the local chapter of St. Baldrick's, and she's doing a head shaving event," which is kind of, I didn't really know of them.
Yeah.
I did know that they do the head shaving events. That's what they're like, you know, they're famous for.
Sure.
And so I talked with Rebecca, and she told me her own story of being a childhood cancer survivor herself, and asked, you know, would you come down and raise awareness and raise some money? And Paul Newman is my favorite actor in the world. And, you know, obviously his on-screen career was impressive, but it always struck me, his off-screen career, I felt was more impressive, his philanthropy. And I always wanted, you know, to
emulate him.
Certainly try to have his on-screen career, but I thought I can definitely have his off-screen career. So I jumped at this chance, went down there, met the families, met the kids who are still going through it, some survivors. Kids. And I was so, like, it was highly emotional. Kind of a hard pill to swallow at moments. But, we had a successful event. The CEO of St. Baldrick's reached out, asked me to become a national advocate. I said, sure. And, this is sort of the next one that I'm doing here. And it's fitting because it's, my hometown.
Yeah.
The greatest city in the world. And kind of serendipitous as well because, we can get into both events. And these are the two biggest, some of the two biggest events that St. Baldrick's has.
Sure, in Chicago, sure.
One is hosted by the Franklin Park Fire Department. And oddly enough, my character on the show, Lieutenant Vale, which is, the greatest character ever written in the history of Chicago Fire, Rick.
Or television in general, yes.
Television, yeah, exactly. In Dick Wolf history.
Yes.
But his office on the show, we shot it at the Franklin Park Firehouse.
Oh,
so
neat.
I kind of already knew a lot of the guys. So they called and they're like, would you? And I was like, yeah, I already know all these guys.
Oh, small world. Like, do yourselves a favor. If you've just been listening to Phil Donlon talking about Paul Newman, and the legacy of Paul Newman is immense given his work on screen, but it is even larger given his work for various charities. Phil's got his heart in the right place. He's coming here. He hadn't really known much about St. Baldrick's. It's a relatively big deal in Chicago, Phil. And he is coming in. He was on March 7th. You're kind of hosting these events, are you not?
Yeah, I'm there. I mean, there's going to be much more interesting people there than I. But yes, there's going to be special appearances by people all day at both events. And one of the things, these two events have been going on for, like, each one in their own, 15, 20 years of
peace. Yeah.
And it's all, St. Baldrick's is dependent all on volunteers and volunteers. So everybody's kind of dipping into their own pocket, doing everything on their own dime to make these events happen. It's really a beautiful thing. And I didn't know, and this is kind of what I St. Baldrick's, of course, as I got more involved, is that when you donate to St. Baldrick's, you're not just giving to them.
Right.
You're giving to more than 350 institutions that are treating kids with cancer worldwide.
Wow.
So St. Jude's, for example, they do write grants to St. Jude's. And to date, they've given, more than $369 million. Next to the U.S. government, they're the largest donor, non-governmental, in the United States.
That's amazing. The nature, are you going to participate? Meaning, are you going to shave your head?
I'm shaving heads. I might shave off my mustache, but I don't know.
Well,
I don't know that I can shave my head.
You're such a giving person. Why don't you just shave half your mustache then? Why don't you just do half your mustache? You can't. I mean, you're an actor. Dangerous. You can't go about the business of, like, changing your look. And they'll run out of Phil Donlon parts. How is everything going with your other things? I mean, I know you and Joe Sikora, you're still friendly, are you not? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I just talked to, I let Joe know about the event and I said, hey, if you're in Chicago, by the way, I've invited a lot of my actor friends in Chicago who are way more famous than me. I'm going to have some of my cast from Power, and, get some people from Fire to come on out. And, Joe's great. If he's in town, I'm sure he'll be there. And, Joe's.
Well, you're gonna be here for at least a week because the first event is on the 7th, and it is worth going to because, well, first of all, it's a very good cause, but second of all, because you have really never seen any place in this world like 115 Bourbon Street. It is an astonishing complex. I've been out there seeing prize fights. I've been out there, and that's a place too, Phil, as you well know, that seems to open for any charitable giving kind of event in the area. You like that place?
Yeah, in true Southside fashion. I'm very proud as a Southsider. This one at 115 Bourbon is the Emily Beasley's Cure for Kids Fund. This one's been going for 20 years.
Wow.
And they've raised over $1 million for St. Baldrick's since 2007. This year, their goal was to raise $75,000 at the event. They're going to have, like, really cool, like, raffles where you can win, like, for example, like, a signed guitar from Maroon 5. I mean, they're going to have really cool stuff. You know, mustache that'll be given away. this one is hosted by the fire department as well. And this fund was basically established in the honor of a local Chicago child, Emily Beasley, who passed away from non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And that's that one. And then the second one we have, so that's March 7th. Doors are at 11. It's 11 to 4,
mm-hmm.
115 Bourbon Street. And then the second one is at Joe's Live in Rosemont. And that's with the Franklin Park Fire
Tell me about Joe's Live. What kind of place is that? I'm assuming it's a saloon. Yes?
Yeah, Joe's Live is like an event center, just like 115 Bourbon. It's just out, you know, on the other side of town for those that are out in the burbs. That one's a real good one, you know, if you can't come to both. And this one, Franklin Park, has raised more than $2.3 million since 2007.
Wow.
And their goal is $100,000 at this one. And they're going to have a special, you know, St. Baldrick's has ambassadors that are kids that are ambassadors. And they're going to have 14-year-old Steven, who has been attending these events since he was 3. And at 12, Steven was diagnosed with a really rare bone cancer, and they had to amputate his leg. He's in remission, but he's going to be there. And to me, that's the true star.
Yeah.
So, you know, come meet Steven, and I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Well, it's a good
thing. The event is free. Totally free.
Well, it's a really grand thing you're doing here. I mean, it is more than worthwhile. There is a national website, St. Bald, STBALDRICKS.org, where you can get information about this. If you can't go to either of these events and see Phil Donlan and get a priceless autograph from him, there are other ways for you to participate. This is really a great, any charitable endeavor that's on the level is a great thing. It's good for people to help other people, but to help sort of find cures for kids' diseases is in its way more special than anything else. Phil Donlan is a young actor now. You're just a sort of recurring role in the Chicago Fire thing. You're on Dick Wolf's radar. And you've got, are you the executive producer of this thing coming on about the bizarre character who murdered women in Long Island?
Yes. Yes. I'm very fortunate, I'm an EP on it. Yeah.
How did that happen? How does one become an executive producer of Amazon? Is it a film or a series?
It's a doc series. It's a 4-part doc series.
Wow.
You know, it's funny because I'm a big fan of watching documentaries. I never felt I would get into it.
Sure.
My literary agent out here in LA, he's a part of Nacelle, which is probably the biggest non-scripted doc studio in the world. And we started a true crime division about 4 years ago. And, you know, they've been doing Nacelle does a lot of pop culture type work.
Yeah.
And so we just went to the president and we said, hey, you know, we love true crime and we want to do something in that space. So we've been, you know, corralling content in that way. We've got four other projects. We actually have, I can't talk about it right now, but we've actually got I'll tell you about it when I see you in Chicago at Gibson's, Rick.
Yeah.
I've got a very Chicago one that, let's just say it has something to do with the Family Secrets trial.
Oh, wow.
That happened back in 2007. Yeah, it's a mob one that I'm super excited about that we're going to be pitching out around town in the next month. But that's kind of how, we'll get fed content from people who've got ideas for things, and an FBI agent who ran the autopsies of all the bodies during that case. She came to us and said, I want to tell my story, and the rest is history. So,
it's interesting because, you know, for you, at least, and Joe, too, that you do, being in the entertainment business now, there are so many eager mouths to feed, meaning by cable networks and stations and this. It's not a confined game anymore. I think it's easier for a lot of people to break into it by providing decent, good product, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. And more today than ever, you can't just be a one trick pony.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work like that anymore. I mean, you've got to be, you sort of have to be like master of your own domain and a storyteller, not just an actor.
Well, Phil Donlon, I look forward to seeing you on one of your jaunts to Chicago. Phil will be at the 115 Bourbon Street on March 7th and at Joe's Live in Rosemont on March 13th, all in the cause of St. Baldrick's. You can go to the website. They have all the information there. It's stbaldricks.org. Phil, you're a good man. Look forward to seeing you.
Rick, I really appreciate you giving
me trouble. No trouble. Can't wait to have you on and talk about the serial killer movie, because that's...
Absolutely.
That's what my audience likes to hear about St. Baldrick's.
You got it.
All right, Phil. Take care.